Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe. Up in the captain's chair for our weekly visit together. And we are on, as always, the Voice of Vashon, which is 101.9 on the FM band. And streaming live all over the world, from Singapore to from one side of the world to the Kingdom of Sweden, of which Stockholm is the capital, on the other, on voiceofvashon.org. In keeping with my custom and tradition to be always surrounded by beautiful and strong women, I indeed have a friend here today that will be talking to us, and that is Michelle from the Washington Poison Center, on whose board I sit. But before I introduce Michelle and have her start to talk a little bit about herself and about the Poison Center, we're going to take care of my two usual opening remarks. So the first one is that this is early donation time for Give Big. Give Big, of course, is next week. And so my greetings to go out in particular to all of Captain Joe's people who are donors to whatever particular do-good is in your heart to support, and certainly the Voice of Vashon. And next week would be my time normally to have several people from various island do-goods to talk to, but I am going to be in Belize next week, which used to be British Honduras. And of all of the places that I have been in the world, I have never, ever yet been to Belize. And so the timing of this is one of availability, and therefore someone else will be not sitting in the captain's chair, because the captain always is the only one who sits in the captain's chair. But we'll be sitting here at the microphone number one, and we'll be talking to you about several island do-goods. The second of my regular features is the Binnacle List, and there is only good news on the Binnacle List this week. I have been talking about, for example, David, who is had such a very difficult time recovering from an open heart surgery and then all of the sequelae that came after that. And he is now back at home. And so I am going to take a minute here to talk a little bit about the Binnacle List, because it is clear to me, clear to your captain, that the concentration of good energy that goes out whenever I make a proclamation on the Binnacle List of people that need our loving support, the rays of that go out from all hands to all of those people. And I am absolutely convinced and convicted of the idea that this is one of the great things that we are able to do, that when I talk about people on the Binnacle List, and some I name and some I do not, but all of them are in the palm of my hand, and all of them are the beneficiaries of the good thinking and good rays that go out from each one of you to each one of the people that's on the Binnacle List. For that, I am enormously grateful. And no more so than the families and the beneficiaries directly from all of the things that we do together. And that is what I have to say about all of that. And now, Michelle, it is our time together for you to talk a little bit about the Washington Poison Center. But before we do that, I want you to talk a little bit about yourself. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about who you are and how you became involved with Mr. Yuck.
Thank you so much for having me, Captain Joe. first of all, I'm excited to be with the Washington Poison Center, and I'm excited to talk about the work that we do and the long road that got me there. I was born in Montana and raised in Seattle. I grew up in Montlake, so I'm a local. My mom also lives on an island, on Whidbey Island, so I'm very comfortable coming to Vashon today. I'm an island person as well at heart. And I also spent about 10 years overseas in the mid-'80s, mid-'90s. So I've got a colorful history and long history.
Now, when you say overseas, you have to further characterize that. Where overseas?
So my father moved to Europe when I was about 7. So we visited a few times when I was a little kid. And then I lived in Italy a year as a student. I lived in London a year as an au pair for my little sister. I lived in Denmark for 2 years, running an art glass shop with my brother on the beach in the summertime. So that was delightful. And then I was married to a Frenchman, and we had 2 children in France. I was a preschool teacher and lived in the countryside. So, and then to cap it all off, we lived a year in Holland, kind of as an expat of a corporate.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had delightful experiences, and at a time I spoke 5 languages, still speak 2 or 3 pretty fluently, still speak French, still speak Italian, and still speak some Danish. So I love your global reach, and bonjour à tout le monde, aux environs. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Oui, yeah.
That is a very interesting story and a very interesting sequence of countries in which to live. It sounds to me like you do not speak any Dutch.
No Dutch. Fiets is a bicycle. I remember that one. Dankuvel. So just that was the one country where I really had a hard time picking up the language.
So yeah. Your children were born in France.
Yes, Estelle is 100% fluent in English and French. Margot understands, but she doesn't speak. So
where do they live now?
Now they're no longer little kids. They're big kids. And Estelle is out in Chicago and is doing quite well, making a career for herself. And then Margot is just across the way in Des Moines, married with my grandbaby. So I've got, they say that having grandchildren is more fun than the children. And I have to believe that. Little Liam, I just had a weekend with him, and he was a happy baby the whole time. So kudos to all the grandparents out there. It's delightful.
So one of the things that I talk about a lot on this program are grandchildren, because I have 18 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the things that attracted me to becoming a member of the Poison Center board was the use of Mr. Yuck to help protect and guard, in particular, our grandchildren. And if you had not mentioned yours, I was going to extract it from you. And so your grandson is Liam, and he lives in Des Moines. And so that then gives us the opportunity to fold you into Mr. Yuck. And how did you get involved with that?
So I'm a public health aficionado. I come to the Poison Center as a development director, so that's fundraising. Prior to the Poison Center, I was executive director at NAMI Eastside. So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I was there for 3 years, and we really built a solid operation there. We were quite successful. But fundraising is core to a development, to an executive director role. Prior to that, I was at Compass Health as a development in grant writing and events. Compass Health is one of the largest nonprofit providers of mental health services in a five-county area. We wrote a lot of grants. We raised significant funds. Prior to that, I was in the Washington State Legislature as an executive legislative assistant. So I also have policy chops. I've strongly pay attention to state, local, and national politics, the policy, and particularly the funding. And I'm happy to say we were funded. This was a skinny session. It was a hard session, but we were able to secure our operating funds in the operating budget, and also a very small capital budget request was awarded, which we are grateful to. Thank you.
So that capital allocation is targeted for a particular purpose. It cannot
Correct.
Be used for anything except that particular purpose, which is to provide, what is it for?
For us, our capital request was for an aging generator, to replace that aging generator. And the UPS, which is not United Parcel Service, it's uninterrupted power supply in this case. So that $74,000 of our taxpayer money has gone to ensure that we maintain service under emergency situations. If the electricity should go out, should there be a power outage or other natural or man-made disaster, your Washington Poison Center will still be operational. So we know we are not immune to disasters, man-made or natural. So it's not if, it's when. So
when you were ready to seek employment, mm-hmm. how did you find out about the opening that Mr. Yuck had?
Yes. Well, I had some time off because I was home with my mother. She had had surgery, and also I had the new grandbaby. So it was just a time that I was able to very carefully look to see what opportunities were being offered. And I was very selective, and this opportunity came up, and I was delighted to be selected. And it's been since August now. So we've done phenomenally well on our hospital engagement campaign. This is our best year ever with our 101 partner hospitals across the state of Washington. They've all, I think 92% of the hospitals participating have participated and have been generous. So we're hoping to expand that campaign to other sectors of the economy too. So
you and I'll be working together on that.
Absolutely.
And because the Mr. Yuck part of it is
yes.
only a small part of the operation, but it is the part which is of particular interest to me because it involves children and mm-hmm. grandchildren. And in my case, it is hard to believe this, but you will find this difficult to accept, that I have even a couple of great-grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't
yes.
that a kick in the butt? So when a child has inadvertently gotten into something that he or she should not, how does a parent get in touch with the people that can help, and how does that work?
So first to Mr. Yuck, because I remember Mr. Yuck. I remember, I know this is more than just a fabricated memory. This is a real memory of Seward Elementary and Capitol Hill. Mr. Yuck coming to our school, getting the stickers sheet, taking these home to my mom and saying, we need to put these on poisonous bottles look alike. So we still have those stickers. We also have magnets. Magnets are really good because they can be right on the refrigerator. Now, needless to say, my Margot has a Mr. Yuck magnet on her refrigerator. So if Liam gets into anything, she'll be able to call. And that number is 1-800-222-1000. 1222. If you call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, someone will be answering. And that someone is someone with expertise, toxicology expertise. So they're either a pharmacist, a nurse practitioner, a nurse, registered nurse, or a doctor. And they all have elevated training in toxicology. So we also have, there are only six toxicologists in the whole state of Washington, and we have them with Washington State Poison Center, Washington Poison Center. So we're a valuable resource that's available for free. There's no charge. It's also available over 200 languages. So that's an incredible resource. And it's also 100% confidential. So encourage seniors to call who might have had a mix-up with medication. There's often might double up on something. Or I've heard calls. You're welcome to come anytime and tour the facility. I've sat on the calls and listen in, and just hearing the sound of relief in a young mother's voice, finding out that it's okay, that the little kid got into something that they shouldn't have, and the toxicologist will look at the weight of the child, the substance, and make a determination if this is a danger or not. And 91% of the time, they're able to stay at home. And that avoids that costly ER visit. So saving on time, expense, and stress for families. So, and we all need that now. Anything we can do to save on time, stress, and expense is highly valuable. So
one of the things that that I became involved with was in outreach to children through the poster contest.
Absolutely.
And I know that you have been sitting squirming in your seat, just getting ready to talk a little bit about that. So I am now going to allow you to unsquirm and to tell us a little bit about how that worked and the results of the poster contest, which involves directly children, which is what is so important to me.
Yes. I started in August, so this was my first foray into the poster contest. It's a contest that's been going on dozens of years. In our offices, we have previous year's winners. This is the first year, though, that we did four age groups. In previous years, there was a solo win, only one winner. And we had decided with the team to open it up to do four age groups. So we had the K through two. We had the third graders through fifth graders. We had the middle school group, and we had high school. And we were struggling, actually. So, Captain Joe, it was thanks to your show that we suddenly got an onslaught of entries and ended up with over 100 entries, 107 entries. And we had the most in the middle school group, 51 entries, 31 third and fifth graders, and 14 little guys, kindergartens through second, and then 11 high school students applied too. So we were able to pick four winners this year. And then thanks to the generosity of our board members, we were able to give them prizes. So the little guys get a Barnes & Noble's gift card and a ice cream party at a class party. We all, don't know if you remember, our class parties were always exhilarating. And then, of course, they'll get a trophy, a Mr. Yuck trophy. So, and the high school, middle school winners will get that an iPad. So that sounds pretty fancy to me. And then a coffee ice cream date with leadership with our executive director, Dr. Scott Phillips, and yourself if you're able to join. And then, again, my interest, most interesting to me, is they'll also get a chance to meet with their state legislators later this summer. So we'll facilitate a meeting with them. our winner from last year, Arve, he was quite enthusiastic about the legislative element. So he met with his legislator. And then this year, when we went down to Olympia for our own lobby day, Arv donned the Mr. Yuck costume, our mascot costume, and we led him around, and he got to see and be seen by legislators, stakeholders, lobbyists, general public, and it was a beautiful day. So thank you to Arv and his mother, Ravina, who is now a board member. So yes. This all is quite develops.
So you can see how we all become interlocked.
Yes.
And very much involved in this whole thing. And my membership on the board is one of the treasures of my life, because I not only enjoy the work, but I know that it is valuable work, and it's worth work that is worth doing.
Yeah.
So the
we're saving lives.
And we are saving lives. And that has been the theme of my life from the time that I went into the service when I was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. So because we're coming up on Give Big, and because many people look at something like the Poison Center and they say that is funded by either the federal government or the state government, but it is indeed a 501c3.
Correct.
So talk for a minute about that.
Mm-hmm. We are funded primarily through state funding and a small bit of federal funding. About 10% of our budget is federal funding, and then 80% is state funding. And as you know, both those sources have been a bit rocky this year. So Dr. Scott Phillips, in his wisdom, said we need to diversify funding, and called on the board members, such as yourself, to implement that. And thus I was hired to do just that. So we're looking at other grant funding, corporate funding, private foundation funding, and also growing our individual giving. So individuals are spurred for different reasons and emotion, heartfelt. So the stories, I think, are really what brings people out, and a personal connection to the mission. So I think what really rings true to me in this time is public health. We really need to secure our own public health infrastructure. And we're blessed in the sense that we're one of only four nonprofits in the whole, or four poison centers in the whole United States that is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Most of the other poison centers are either attached to a university or a hospital or funded by the state. We are a 501c3 who receives state and federal funding, but we are independent. And that means we can be nimble. We can, we were nimble during COVID, and were able to be part of that response here in Washington State, part of the initial response. We were, there was a small measles outbreak, and we were called upon to be a call center for that. And now, as we're going forward, public health is really at risk. So this is a place where your dollars are secure, where you're saving lives and providing for that public health safety net that is so vital to keeping us all safe.
Are you aware of any place where parents in particular with their children can actually meet Mr. Yuck and get stickers and magnets?
Yes.
Because I have one to proclaim here. And how about you?
Absolutely. If you can reach out to us at development@WAPC, which is the WashingtonPoisonCenter.org, we will make that happen. So our mascot, Mr. Yuck, he's out and about. We also have a Yuck Mobile. So the whole kit and caboodle will be out to wherever we need to be. So For example, next weekend I'll be out with Mr. Yuck at Ocean Shores. So we'll be out there for an emergency medicine, emergency response conference. Excited to go out and table at that event and have materials there. You can also go online and just order a safety pack. So there's no need to wait. You can do that. We suggest a contribution that helps with postage, with paying for materials, but we want to make these materials available to everyone without fail. So Wendy, our outgoing office manager, she's retiring, but we'll get that packet out to you right away. So
here is another one. The end of June here on the magical Isle of Vashon, we have the annual low tide celebration. And Mr. Yuck will be there with his kiosk, and Dr. Phillips will be there because Dr. Phillips is my next door neighbor, and he has to be there. And so all of these opportunities are there. And as the ever lovely Michelle tells you, you do not need to actually go to one of these. You can go on to the website. And what is the website address, Wendy? Or Michelle?
It's pretty simple. It's WAPC.org. And that's, again, the Washington Poison Center.org. So WAPC.
So I've got only a couple more minutes. And one of the things that I always do is that I have a book. So I know that you speak Danish.
Yep.
Do you speak Swedish?
Jag kan förstå svenska.
Ah. So my book this week was left by my sister who just left after a week-long visit, which was not nearly long enough for all of us. And the name of the book is The Swedish Art of Aging Exuberantly. And the subtitle is Life Wisdom from Someone Who Will Probably Die Before You. Well, I don't know about that dying part. The author is Margareta Magnusson, which is a good Scandinavian name. And she also wrote a book called The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. Now, I leave it to all of Captain Joe's people who might be interested in any of this to actually call up this book. The title, again, is The Swedish Art of Aging Exuberantly. And I'm going to read a paragraph from it, and it says... And it has to do with walkers and walking sticks. And I have proclaimed on here that the captain does not use a cane, but I do use a captain's walking stick. It is not a cane. It is the captain's walking stick. So Margareta is telling us in this book, and she says, if you are over 80, and some of us are, or even if you are younger and feel a bit worried regarding your balance, you should get a walker. Because if you are over 80, you must not fall. If you do, recovering is very hard work indeed. Save yourself the trouble. And she goes on to say, and if you don't, and this is the part where the captain's walking stick comes in. If you don't believe me about the value of a walker, then at least find a lovely, sturdy cane or stick that you can keep close as you wander across the sometimes dangerous world of your living space. You never know what long curtains or possibly even pirates might be waiting to trip you up. So says Margareta Magnusson in our book this week, and we have once again and far too quickly come to the end of our time together. And it is, as always, from your Captain Joe, all of Captain Joe's people remain, as always, in the palm of my hand. And if you are responsible for other people, watch their six in the week. Actually, it's going to be 2 weeks now because I will be in Belize and someone else will be doing the Give Big next week. But in the meantime, we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. Michelle, we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. I look forward to that. Thank you so much for being with me here today.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
A bientôt. And this is, as always, your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair on station and watching properly.